A Mayrose Quick Nix.
Summertime is take it easy time, and Mayrose Quick Nix are great for easy dozen meals. One all-time favorite, Mayrose Franks. No work, no fuss, ready in minutes. They're extra delicious. Every juicy bite rich and flavorful. Serve Mayrose Franks often this summer. That's Mayrose Franks, that all-time favorite Mayrose Quick Nix.
I'm a meat man, and the meat man knows the finest meats, ma'am, are Mayrose.
This is Radio WIL.
Come on and stay with us. 1430
on your dial. We'll make your day a great big smile.
Wonderful WIL. AM and FM in St. Louis. Aha! Gee whiz. I made a call to Mrs. Harold Thompson here in Clayton this morning on the Phrase That Pays, the Dave Diamond Phrase That Pays, and Mrs. Thompson picked up the phone and said hello, and I said, gee, this is Dave Diamond. She said, oh, no. She said, I forgot to say WIL's Dave Diamond starts his day at 10 o'clock, didn't I? And I said, you sure did, and not only that, but you lost $143. So don't you be that way. You, next time your phone rings within this hour, you pick it up and you say, Dave Diamond's day starts at 10 o'clock, and I'll give you $143 in my Phrase That Pays game. And later on, when Bob Osborne comes your way this afternoon, his phrase is Bob Osborne plays more music on 1430. What we do is we make phone calls at random. If your phone rings, don't say hi or hello. Give us the phrase that pays and win $143.
There's a wonderful world of softness.
A wonderful world of freshness.
It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world of Salem cigarettes.
Salem softness freshens your taste. Softly freshens. Salem softness freshens your taste.
For the smoothest flavor ever, smoke Salem cigarettes.
Salem is more than just a filter cigarette. Salem gives you a modern filter plus rich tobacco taste. Smoothed with menthol, softened with fresh air. Yes, Salem softness freshens your taste.
There's a wonderful world of softness.
A wonderful world of freshness.
It's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world of Salem cigarettes.
Smoke Salem cigarettes.
Of course it is. It's Judy's Turn to Cry from the Dave Diamond Show, hit line number 10. Number 10 on the Silver Dollar Survey, Leslie Gore and Judy's Turn to Cry. It's 5 good guy minutes past 12 noon. It's 90 degrees in St. Louis.
How about this, St. Louis? What's happening in our town?
And there is a lot happening in St. Louis after dark. And my main purpose, Monday through Saturday, from 6 until 9 in the p.m., is to inform you of what's doing on the exciting entertainment, dining, and recreation scene. We guarantee you'll be in the know if you stay with us. This is Reed Malloy. See you around town.
How about that?
Hi, everyone. This is Susan Schweitzer. And I just love Reed Malloy.
Shopping's always nicer and thrifty too. Ask your vendor for App Store.
Matter of fact, I just love his Reed Malloy suit.
Hey, why not do... Now, cut that out! Why not do something special for that man in your life by shopping at Bettendorf Wrap, where you get everyday savings and S&H green stamps, too. You can save for all sorts of wonderful gifts for your man. Brand names and men's accessories like Hickok, Prince Gardner, Buxton, Robinson, Tommy Travelers, providing gifts in leather, wallets, belts, and utility cases. Start saving today by shopping at your nearby Bettendorf Wrap store, where shopping's always nicer. The Dave Diamond Show, coming to you from WIL, number one in Mid-America Radio, and the Coronado Hotel, that's where we broadcast, here at the corner of Spring and Mendel in Midtown St. Louis. Oh, gee. Gonna put one on you now. Kind of turn it down, smooth it around, spin it out, and groove it cool. These are the Beach Boys and the story of my little surfer girl. The Beach Boys. My little Surfer Girls. 90 degrees in St. Louis from wonderful WIL, 9 minutes past noon.
This is Spencer Allen inviting you to be watching Channel 4 tonight when the 10 o'clock news doubles in length to bring you more local, national, international, and sports news. My news broadcast increases to 20 minutes and will be followed by the weather with Jim Bolin. A new and pointed feature, Eyeline, Max Roby is next with a nightly report on issues and personalities of special interest to residents of the greater St. Louis area. That's tonight when the 10 o'clock news doubles on KMOX-TV, Channel 4.
And don't forget...
The pseudo-scientific and irresponsible research department of WIL Radio now proudly presents the astonishing findings of its latest non-conductive experiment and opinion poll.
You got the problem, then drop me a line.
And now another letter to Dr. Fraud.
Your brain would be fine. Ooh, bitty, bitty.
Oh, doctor?
Yes, nurse?
Mr. F.P. wants to know how to achieve a good memory.
Well, that's simple. What you do first is, and then you, or you could start, it's right on the tip of my tongue, and tell him I'll drop a line as soon as I remember.
And what I wanted to tell you, friends, right after Spencer Allen's newscast, of course, is the late show tonight, a medical called Of Human Bandage, dated 1935. A medical student falls in love during an anatomy class with the girl being dissected.
W-I-L, hit line!
Yes, you are. You're the devil in disguise, you great big devil, you. Just make me sick. And anyway, following that show of Human Bandage on TV is going to be the Late Late Show. Of course, the Human Bandage is the medical student falling in love in an anatomy class with the girl being dissected. The Late Late movie following that is called The Light That Faded, 1947 vintage, a movie about an artist who thinks he's going blind when he forgets to pay his electric bill.
If you missed anything on WIL this hour, you've missed too much. Impact. WIL, award-winning Action Central News.
Here's for the 12:15 edition of WIL, award-winning Action Central Blue Streak News. St. Louis County investigation shows 560 people St. Louis County received surplus food commodities while ineligible for the assistance. St. Louis NAACP says the home of Daniel Schlafly, school board president, will be picketed today. St. Louis, two Teamsters local strike Grinnell Company, 1615 South Kings Highway. Washington, the U.S. announced plans to boost import duties on certain items in retaliation for stiff duties imposed on American poultry by the European Common Market, Moscow. Diplomatic sources say Secretary of State Rusk has shown interest in further details of the Russian proposal to prevent surprise attacks through an inspection system.
Action Central, wonderful WIL, weather
conditions. WIL advised weather with a weather ball, steady green, partly cloudy through tonight. The high today, mid-90s, low tonight, low 70s. Sunny tomorrow, high mid-90s. Winds today, south to southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Humidity, 56%, partly cloudy, sea level pressure falling, 30.07. The present St. Louis temperature, 90 degrees. Gene Hirsch reporting, proud to be in Action Central, always first when seconds count.
WIL, hit line! Hey.
I've been a-searching on this big wide world.
Number 8 on the Silver Dollar Survey, that's Candy Girl, here on a Dave Diamond Show, 20 minutes past 12 noon. Boom, 90 degrees. Here's another letter in Collect the Letters, Collect the Prize contest. We've given out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This will be the sixth one. O is the letter. And when you think you've got a word, or wait till 1 o'clock and I'll make a word for you, then put it on a postcard and send it to me, Dave Diamond, W-I-L, St. Louis 8. Put on the outside of the postcard, Collect the Letters, Collect the Prize contest. And you may be a winner, as were Mrs. Mary Rose Wendell, Ken Bonzo, St. Louis 37, Mrs. Carol McGee, Madison, Illinois, Kathy Rice of Collinsville, Illinois, and our first place winner, Linda Hope of St. Louis 37 here this morning. All winners in yesterday's contest, so get in your entry as soon as you can. Earliest postmark correct answer wins. It's 90 degrees, our high today about 95.
This is Art Linkletter telling you how to get 3 servings of cola for the price of 2. Just pick up a carton of RC half quarts. Compare the price, and you'll see RC half quarts give you 3 servings for the price of 2. And remember, of the 3 leading colas, only Royal Crown is especially made the fresh, protected way, with all the ingredients blended at the last moment before bottling. So for convenient half-quart size, for real economy, and for the extra quality of freshness, get RC half-quarts.
RC 16-ounce half-quart, 6 for just 57 cents, plus deposit at most stores. Same price as other 12-ounce colas.
WIL, the prize-winning station, mows them down with a green grass contest.
Green, green, it's green, they say, on the far side.
It's easy to enter the WIL Green Grass Contest and win a rugged Lawn Boy Power Mower, most famous name in Power Mowers. Now, here's all you do. When you mow your lawn this week, just mow in the grass our call letters, W-I-L. After you've mowed our call letters, W-I-L, in your lawn, send us a postcard with your name and address to Green Grass, W-I-L, St. Louis 8. Now, entries must be postmarked by midnight, August 7th. Then a WIL photographer will take a picture of your lawn, and winners will be announced on Monday, August 12th. Two categories, most attractive WIL mowed in the lawn and the largest WIL mowed in the lawn. Two winners will receive famous Lawn Boy Power Mowers to remind everyone that WIL really mows them down. What's all the excitement about?
It's all about the tremendous clearance sale of all the 1963 model Fords at McMahon Ford 4100 Gravois.
McMahon is loaded with all models and colors.
And if you want a deal on a Thunderbird, now's your chance.
Nobody's easier to deal with than McMahon Ford.
McMahon says we'll trade for anything, and he means it.
McMahon has traded for trucks, houseboats, trailers, bicycles, stocks, and bonds, and he'll dicker a deal with you on anything of value.
August is steal of a deal time. At McMahon Ford, pick up big savings during the 1963 model clearance sale.
McMahon, where promises are performed. 4100 Gravois at Chippewa. Service till 9 p.m., sales till 10 p.m.
Bop-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dum. On the Dave Diamond Show, that's where we are, my friends. Ba-da-da-dum. I was going to tell you about a late movie on the TV show tonight, Guadalcanal Diary. 4 ex-Marines buy some cows and go into the milk business, but the Japanese force them back into bankruptcy with a cheap imitation. Thought you might be interested in seeing that. Oh, you're not. Well, all right, forget it then. Oh, I love my candy girl. 24 minutes past 12 noon. It's 90 degrees on the Dave Diamond Show.
W-I-L Hitline.
That's the story of the cruel war here this morning. It's Nancy Sinatra. This afternoon, I'm sorry. It's Nancy Sinatra, and it's rated number 7 on the Silver Dollar Survey. Friends, neighbors, and Finks, lend me your ear just a moment, or I have something to say. I was reading in my copy of the Wall Street Journal here this morning what might be wrong with some of our people in government. Did you know that this guy, Justice Douglas of the Supreme Court of the United States, who's 65 years old, married Joanne Martin, a 23-year-old government worker? He's 40-some years old, older than she is. And Justice Douglas was just divorced about 5 days ago, 4 days ago. 4 days ago, he got divorced, and that was his second divorce. I mean, you know, it's his business, of course, but it doesn't look too good for a Supreme Court justice, my friends, to who's 65 years old to marry a chick that's 23, does it? Huh? I think it's the workings of a senile old man myself, and then somebody else said, no, that's pretty smart, you know, if you're 65 and you can marry someone 23, you're on the ball. So take it for what it's worth. But maybe that's what's wrong with some of our Supreme Court decisions. Too much thought on something else rather than the business at hand. Just thought I'd bring that up, friends. Just thought I'd bring that up this morning, let you know what's happening in the world while you go about your business without batting an eye. Justice Douglas, 65, married to 23-year-old girl.
Hip, hip, hooray!
Ladies, if you need carpeting or will need carpeting in the near future, now is the time to cash in on Hell Run Carpet Company's anniversary sale. During this once-a-year sale, you get every fifth yard free. Buy 20 yards, pay for only 16. Buy 40, pay for only 32. Regardless of how many yards you need, at Hell Run, you get every... Two convenient locations, north at 9841 West Florissant and south at 6985 Chippewa.
Pound cake like Grandma used to make. That's what you'll get when you buy famous Kroger Golden Pound Cake. And what's more, you'll save on every tempting slice. Kroger Golden Pound Cake. Large size, only 19 cents each. With fruit, ice cream, or topped with sauce, you'll say you've never tasted better. Yes, Kroger priced means lower priced.
Thanks to Kroger Volume.
It's the phrase that pays on WIL. Win $143 from WIL just by answering your telephone. Once an hour, WIL DJs place phone calls to homes in the greater St. Louis area. If you answer the telephone with the correct WIL DJ phrase, you'll win $143. This hour, WIL's Dave Diamond will be placing that valuable phone call. Dave's phrase that pays is WIL's Dave Diamond starts his day at 10 a.m. So when your phone rings, it might be WIL calling you. Answer with the phrase that pays and win $143 from WIL, the prize-winning station.
All righty, I'm going to be making a call this hour to someone in St. Louis, East St. Louis area. And if your phone rings within the next half hour, don't pick it up and say hi or hello. You pick it up and say WIL's Dave Diamond starts his day at 10 a.m. If you do that, I'll give you $143. Fair enough? Okay. Collect the letters. Collect the prize contest. We've given out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 letters. We've got more to go. So stand by for that and then put it on a postcard and send it to Collect the Letters, Collect the Prize, Dave Diamond, WIL St. Louis. And you'll be a winner as one of our five winners we had this morning from yesterday's contest. Right now, our good guy time at 28 minutes in front of 1 o'clock on number one radio in St. Louis. It's 90 degrees.
WIL Hit Line. Six,
two girls for every boy.
There they go, Jan and Dean at Surf City right here on the Dave Diamond Show. What's your name, sweetheart? Leslie McConnell. All right, now what's your joke? Why are elephants like Humpty Dumpty? All right. Why are elephants like Humpty Dumpty? Because every time they fall, something cracks. I don't get it. What are you all doing? You're just having a party, huh? How many people do you have over there? Four of you over there. Are you enjoying the show? Well, all right. Thanks for calling. Y'all be nice now. Bye.
All righty.
25 minutes from 1 o'clock on the old Dave Diamond Show until 1 o'clock.
More and more people are joining the Stag line for extra dry Stag beer.
How come?
Stag, wet your whistle wetter, because Stag is extra dry.
Stag is extra refreshing.
That's the reason why. More and more people are joining the Stag line for extra dry Stag beer.
This is Phyllis Diller. In response to thousands of additional requests, the Peace Corps is looking for more qualified Americans who are willing to share their skills with the people of new and emerging nations. For immediate opportunity information, write today to the Peace Corps, wonderful WIL, St. Louis, Missouri.
That gunman was in too much of a hurry. Racketeer Frank Costello escaped with only a creased skull. Mobster Albert Anastasia wasn't so lucky. He was cut to pieces in a storm of bullets. Why were these men marked for death? And how do they tie in with the infamous gangland convention at Appalachian, New York? Find out from the inside story of the dreaded mafia, revealed in the Saturday Evening Post this week. Another fabulous first from America's most quoted magazine. The article is based on the astounding confessions of a former mafia member, a federal prisoner sentenced to death by the mafia who escaped by killing his imagined executioner. Attorney General Robert Kennedy says his revelations are the biggest crime breakthrough yet. The man has revealed exactly how the mafia is organized, who the leaders are, and how it operates as the biggest business in this country. Read his incredible story in The Mafia, in this week's Saturday Evening Post.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing. I'll bet he isn't going to last long, whoever he is. Boy, they'll get him if they let him out of... I suppose he told all that so that he wouldn't... so he could get out of the pen. But, boy, wait till he gets out of the pen. I'll bet they'll trap him down wherever he goes. The mafia, and they'll go, they'll hit him. Dead guy. This Sunday and every Sunday, it's the St. Clair and Madison County Sunday Journal for the best news coverage of Metro East personalities and activities. Read the Sunday feature page for informative features on major subjects of interest. Phone Upton 4-2500 for daily home delivery.
W-I-L hit line.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, the answer is out there blowing in the wind. 19 in front of 1 o'clock, good guy time from the Dave Diamond Show.
Laclede Music and Laclede Midtown present the Spotlight Albums of the Day. Locomotion from Golden Goodies Album Volume 4, one of 12 great albums in the Golden Goodies series, and from Volume 6. Goodies, 12 fantastic albums contain the big hits performed by the artists who made them. Hits like... From Volume 8, Golden Goodies, Bo Diddley, one of 12 albums of hit tunes available at Laclede Music on Laclede just east of Sarah and Laclede Midtown, all of just east of Jefferson.
Every day, St. Louis grows greater.
Every day, someone moves to greater St. Louis.
Today, WIL Radio says hello and welcome to a new neighbor.
This is William McCarver of Richmond Heights, Missouri.
WIL hit line. Four, four, four.
My friends all tell me go to in front to
the... Number 4 on the Silver Dollar Survey at WIL, easier said than done by the Essex.
WIL hit line.
Wipeout.
Well, this is at number 3, Wipeout by the Safaris. I'm going to be right back after Gene Hirsch's report of Action Central News, and with me, I shall have Trini Lopez and If I Had a Hammer.
Impact. WIL, award-winning Action Central News.
Gene Hirsch with the 12:45 edition of WIL, award-winning Action Central News, presented by Schnucks Giant Value Markets, where you save money without sacrificing quality. Camp Ripley, a Missouri National Guard plane, crashed in the Camp Ripley troop training area today, killing 2 men aboard. The light plane used in strafing maneuvers crashed in a training area about 10 miles north of the camp gate. One victim remained in the wreckage, which burned. The body of the second man was found nearby. The Missouri National Guard, 35th Division, is in its second week of training at the Minnesota Military Camp. The victims were 1st Lieutenant Milo Dean Hutton, 42 years old, of Jeff City, pilot of the two-passenger L-19 reconnaissance plane, and 1st Lieutenant Robert Darwin Elwell, 30 years old, of Warrensburg, Missouri. Both were members of the 635th Aviation Company, Missouri Air National Guard. Cause of the crash not determined. St. Louis, the Lather strike in St. Louis is over. A 3-year contract was worked out between the Union and the Lathing and Plasterers Contractors Association in a meeting with a federal mediator. The agreement reportedly calls for a wage hike of 65 cents an hour over 3 years and some changes in the work rules. At the end of the 3 years, the wage scale will be $4.90 an hour. The Plasterers on strike since July 1st are expected to settle along the same lines with the same Contractors Association later this week. They have a meeting at 10 a.m. Thursday. Clayton, results of investigation in a surplus food commodities program in the county. 560 ineligible persons found on the rolls receiving commodities. 297 fictitious people were being allotted food. There were 36 instances where cases were marked recertified on the records at the County Surplus Commodities Agency months after they had been dropped from the state welfare rolls. According to the acting director of the agency in a report to County Supervisor Roos, all the cases have been acted on. Persons either dropped from the rolls or the number of recipients reduced to the proper numbers as indicated by the state welfare figures. St. Louis NAACP spokesman said the home of school board president Daniel Schlafly will be picketed today by members of his organization and CORE, Congress of Racial Equality. According to the informant, they will be protesting alleged segregation policies of the school board. He says other homes by board members may be picketed later. St. Louis police looking for robber who struck this morning late at the service station 5120 Natural Bridge. The attendant, Robert Webb, told police the bandit, armed with a gun, took an undetermined amount of money and his jacket, then waited on two customers before he hightailed it away. St. Louis, a strike by members of Teamsters Local 688 and Local 682 in St. Louis, has been called against Grinnell Company, 1615 South Kings Highway. A spokesman for the Teamster says so far about 24 employees are involved, although it could spread to warehouses of the wholesale plumbing industry. The spokesman said the union members have been working without a contract since the 1st of July. St. Louis members of Catholic Workers Organization plan a memorial peace walk in St. Louis this afternoon in commemoration of those who lost their lives in the atomic bomb drop on Hiroshima. The bomb was detonated 18 years ago today. A spokesman for the Catholic group said the walk will begin about 1 p.m. this afternoon at the Washington University Quadrangle and will proceed to the old post office in downtown St. Louis.
Shop and save.
At Schlupp's Giant Value Market's there, the friendliest stores in town.
Growing, growing, growing. That's how it is with Schnucks, already St. Louis's largest home-owned, home-operated food store family. And now here comes number 8, Schnucks de Pere, a beautiful brand new store at 11945 Manchester Road, just west of Bop Road. Every Schnucks store is joining in the celebration, so no matter where you are, now is the time to cash in. Schnucks' ever-growing big-volume buying power brings you the finest meat sold anywhere, plus all of your favorite packaged brands at wonderful money-saving prices. Yes, the personal touch remains at Schnucks, as only the stores run for and by St. Louisans can bring it to you. The friendliest stores in town. Among Schnucks' current top features, fresh Arkansas peaches with the sweetest peach flavor ever. Buy 4 pounds at Schnucks for only 49 cents, and remember, you get big pink stamp savings, too, at Schnucks.
Shop and save.
At Schnucks Giant Value Market's there, the friendliest stores in town.
Covington, a federal court jury in Covington, Kentucky, has found former hotel operator Edward Buccieri and attorney Charles Lester guilty of conspiring to frame Sheriff George Ratterman, former Notre Dame football star. 4 other men were acquitted on the charges filed in connection with the May 9, 1961 raid on a Newport, Kentucky hotel room where Ratterman was found with a striptease dancer named April Flowers. Both Buccieri and Lester were sentenced to a year in jail. Washington, U.S. government sources say a crime syndicate has offered $100,000 for the death of Joseph Valachi for laying bare details of the operation. Washington, the U.S. has decided to retaliate against the European common market for raising tariffs on U.S. poultry products. Moscow, the U.S., and Britain are reported to have told Russia that negotiations on a non-aggression pact will have to await consultations with Western allies. Washington. The White House will send the nuclear test ban treaty to Congress Thursday, and April Harriman says he's confident it will be ratified by the Senate.
Action Central, wonderful WIL. Weather condition.
WIL revised weather with the weather ball. Steady green, partly cloudy through tonight. The high today, mid-90s. Low tonight, low 70s. Sunny tomorrow, high mid-90s. Humidity now, 56%, partly cloudy. Sea level pressure falling, 30.07. The present St. Louis temperature, 90 degrees. The news presented by Schnucks Giant Value Market, St. Louis's largest home-owned chain of food stores. Gene Hirsch reporting, proud to be in Action Central, always first when seconds count.
WIL Hit Line. Two.
Number 2 on the Silver Dollar Survey, if I had a hammer. 6 minutes in front of 1 o'clock now on the Dave Diamond Show here at WIL.
Today's guest speaker, the devil.
Thank you. Try Underwood Deviled Ham. Its devilishly different taste makes a sandwich.
Don't forget your pitchfork.
Keep it. It will remind you.
Our
Hurricane Carla has lashed the Gulf Coast with full fury, as reports the WI.
More news awards than any other Missouri station. That's why you can count on WIL Action Central News. When WIL talks to you, it sounds like St. Louis.
Hot town, cool town, when you beat the heat with Coca-Cola. Big, bold, ice cold Coke.
Like keep cool with Coke in the Thirst Bustin' and half-quart size. Three full glasses over ice for practically 3 cents a serving. Got 8 bottle cartons of Coca-Cola in the half-quart. Still your best soft drink value. We are still firmly of the opinion that the existing traffic volumes, past accident experience, and substandard design on Lindbergh Boulevard demand immediate remedial action. So charged St. Louis County Supervisor Lawrence K. Ruiz, criticizing state plans for reducing hazards on the road. For details and news of other late-breaking developments on the local and national scene, see today's Post-Dispatch for daily home delivery. Phone Maine 1-1111. Maine 1111. Okay, let's give the last letter and collect the letters, collect the prize contest for this morning. W. All right, you got it? W. Now put that on a postcard, that word, and then mail it to me, Dave Diamond. Collect the letters, collect the prize, WIL, St. Louis 8, Missouri. Put it in the mail right away because earliest postmark is very important. And here are our winners from yesterday's contest. First place, Linda Hope of 10226 Hobart in St. Louis. Consolation prizes to Kathy Rice in Collinsville, Mrs. Carol McGee in Madison, Illinois, Ken Bonzo here in St. Louis, and Mrs. Mary Rose Wendell here in St. Louis. So congratulations to you people. You'll have your prizes shortly. Everyone get your entries in right now and collect the letters. Collect the prize.
WIL is the station on the square with games and contests always fair, and in fairness to all, we ask you abide by this easy, easy rule.
In fairness to all listeners, members of the same family, same address, are eligible to win only once a week in a WIL contest. Thank you, and good luck in the next WIL contest that you enter.
Get your groceries free from AG. Throughout the day on WIL, we announce the dollar totals from AG cash register tapes.
If you have an AG cash register tape dated other than today that comes within a dollar, either way of the number we announce, you have 143 seconds to call WIL contest lines, Franklin 1-1430, or Express 8-2828.
First person to call who qualifies has an opportunity to answer our AG question and win $10 worth of groceries free from AG.
Grand prize, expense paid weekend for two in fabulous Hot Springs, Arkansas.
So save your AG cash register tapes and keep listening as we play Get Your Groceries Free from AG on WIL, the prize-winning station.
Hey, you remember the Dave Diamond phrase, don't you? WIL's Dave Diamond starts his day at 10 a.m. Well, it's worth $143, and it would have been to the Marion Nobles residence out at 5512 Albia. And by golly, they answered the phone with hello and didn't win the prize. So I will add some more loot to it, and tomorrow we'll be coming back at you with some more money. And if you answer your phone during my show tomorrow, whenever it rings, don't say hi or hello. Just pick it up and say, Dave Diamond starts his day at 10 a.m. You say that, and you'll win $143. Bob Osborne, right around the corner with his phrase, which is Bob Osborne plays more music on 1430, which is worth, of course, $143. All of this for you on WIL. Doesn't look like we're going to have time for the number one song, Fingertips, because we're running a little short here this morning, or this afternoon, in our show. But that doesn't, of course, disturb me to any great extent either, but oh, I'm sorry, that's not nice. We did have a lot of requests for Paul Peterson's new record, and I'm going to tell Ozzy about it, and he'll get it on for you right after 1 o'clock, okay, because I just don't have time. But I got time to listen to just a little bit of Lonnie Mack's new record. You remember Memphis? Well, this is a brand new one called Wham!